Confined to her dilapidated lakeside home in Rangoon, her contact with the outside world is minimal. No internet or TV, few visitors, alone with two servants, a lonely existence she's borne with fortitude for much of two decades.
A lot of people who were out there were living in such difficult circumstances. Perhaps they were less free than I was. Perhaps they were frightened. And if they were frightened, they were certainly less free than I was. So for me, real freedom is freedom from fear.
So what might happen if she is free?
Her role is not going to diminish. Actually, if anything, her role is going to increase. And the regime is actually taking a huge gamble. You know, and despite 22 years of like a systematic attempt to persecute her and marginalize and sideline her.
But others think Burma's reclusive generals are now so firmly entrenched, they've little to fear from her.
If it were to happen, at best, this release would be a single step on the proverbial 1,000-mile journey. We should recall that she's been released twice before in the mid-1990s and in the early 2000s, and nothing fundamentally has changed in the country.
All day, crowds of supporters gathered at the roadblock outside her house in Rangoon, waiting quietly for news. It's 18 months since her latest incarceration began, but what'll happen if, in a few hours' time, Aung San Suu Kyi really does walk free is still uncertain. Bridget Kendall, BBC News.